903 Sports Radio 94 WIP. A little Clearwater check-in here on the evening show as we get set. Less than 2 weeks now to opening day, Phillies and the Braves. A little scare down at Clearwater today with Bryce Harper getting hit. We'll find out more when he has more tests, but it seems like the Phillies, the perception they're giving off is it's probably going to be okay. Let's bring on our guest here, Tyler Kepner, New York Times national baseball writer. I talk about the Phils, their moves this offseason, and what should be just a great race in the NL East. Tyler, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I heard that last commercial. It was like broken dreams, broken bones, broken dreams. I'm like, is this a lead into the Bryce Harper thing? I didn't think he broke any bones today, but I'm doing fine. Hopefully Bryce is doing okay too for the Phillies' sake.
Hopefully, yes. And it looked bad at first when he went down and I saw him rolling around holding his foot or his ankle. I was like, oh no, this can't be happening. All that time, all the time we spent talking about it, getting him here, the money. Hopefully he's going to be okay. And Tyler, I don't think we've spoken since they landed him and they kind of put the bow on their offseason. What are your thoughts here on all the Phillies have done? But obviously the big one at the end was Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because I thought they had a really successful offseason even before they got him, because they addressed so many needs and they got their players in the right places. And then they go and make that move. And it was just, it took a while. It took a long time. I think all of us, who follow baseball and fans and people in baseball were just, so tired of the long process. But here it is, in the end, we can forget about all that and look at what they've got. And what they've got is a totally revamped lineup that really needed it. I mean, somehow they won 80 games last year and they had the fewest hits in baseball. And I don't think they're going to have the fewest hits in baseball anymore. They really revamped that lineup. It looks really good to me.
It does. And Tyler, the question we've been having here, and it's fun because I don't think there's one right answer, is how is Gabe Kapler going to line this thing up? They've had some injuries in spring training, so it may not look the same as it looks now in a couple weeks. But Andrew McCutchen's a guy who's flown under the radar since he was signed so early. He could bat leadoff. He could lengthen the lineup and go sixth there behind the big guys. It just feels like this could be, Tyler, one of the deepest lineups, if not the deepest lineup in the National League almost right away. And that's pretty amazing here.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I don't think they have necessarily the depth of like quality, like, I guess, they say two win players, maybe that the Dodgers do, but the starting eight is really, really strong. And you mentioned McCutchen. People were saying when he signed that deal, 3 years and 50 is an overpay. I'm like, first of all, I don't think it's an overpay. And second of all, what do you care? I mean, you got the guy for 3 years. He was really good for the Yankees. He was still pretty good for San Francisco. And this will be the first time he's played in a ballpark that really, it favors the hitters a little bit. I think it's going to be good. I think, we saw him batting leadoff for the Yankees in the playoffs against Boston. I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot bigger than that. He knows how to get on base. He's a leader. He's still got some speed, still got some power. He's better in left than he was in center. Real good move for them, to say nothing of Segura and JT Realmuto and David Robertson. It's been quite a winner.
Tyler,
you don't win anything but if you win the winter, but it has been quite a winter.
It has. You're right. And we've seen that before. Teams win the winter. The Padres a few years ago, and then they flipped everything and changed it. The Marlins before that. We see this. And then teams don't always succeed. Hopefully this is different. Tyler, on Bryce Harper, he has had really an amazingly famous young career, a very productive young career, but also one that's had strange peaks and valleys. Where 2015, he's probably the best player in baseball, or certainly the NL, and right there with Trout as the best players in baseball. Since then, some good, some bad, some injuries. What do you make of Bryce Harper? Really, what do you expect of Bryce Harper as a Philly?
Well, you look at it, I'd be surprised if he didn't hit a lot of home runs. I mean, he's not making a transition to a new league like Stanton did last year in New York. I mean, they talk about Stanton, he hit 38 home runs. People say it was a bad year or whatever. Well, he hit 59 the year before. I mean, there was a high bar for Stanton, and going to a new league, you saw a lot of adjustments. He's in the same division Harper is. So I don't expect there to be a big transition that way. It's a ballpark where he's always hit pretty well and slugged real well. So I would expect, a lot of home runs. He is a guy who, he takes big cuts. He's going to swing and miss quite a bit. You're going to have to, expect a lot of strikeouts. you know, but he also walks a lot. So he's one of those, you know, three true outcome guys. But he has shown in his career that he's a really good hitter as well. I mean, last year, I think he had 300 in the second half after a really tough first half batting average wise. He gets on base because of that knowledge of the strike zone. I mean, you just look at any, you look at the guys who've had a similar career at that age, and most of them were turned out to be pretty special. I mean, he's one of the best players in the game. That's for sure. 2015 seems like a peak right now, but since he's only 26, I think you can expect him to have seasons like that in the future.
He could.
He was 19 2 years ago. So
yeah, it's pretty amazing how young he still is. And you're right. And I think Matt Klentak said that when he was on our station, similar to what you said, that players that have hit track records at his age, they tend to end up, you know, if not in Cooperstown, pretty darn close to it. Tyler Kepler joining us from the New York Times, talking some baseball here. Our Clearwater check-in, less than 2 weeks until opening day. Tyler, if there's a weakness or a worry that we're having here, it is the starting rotation that I thought between April and the end of July last year really was the strength of the Phillies. The five-man group they're bringing back was that team's strength. It fell apart, really, outside of Aaron Nola. The other four, including Arrieta, the veteran, fell apart August and September. I think it was the biggest reason this team fell apart. They chose not to address it. They went after Patrick Corbin, but the money got too big. They had interest in Jay Happ, didn't want to go 3 years. They've really showed very little interest that we understand in Dallas Keuchel. What do you think about this rotation, and do you think they made a mistake in leaving it as is?
I think their bigger mistake was last summer and not going after Cole Hamels and getting him. You know, the timing just didn't really work out there, the way Hamels was pitching. You know, need to go all, you know, over all that again. It wasn't, you know, the greatest free agent market. I was a little surprised, though, that they, you know, as many adjustments as they made to that lineup, that they didn't address the rotation. They love the rotation. I mean, they talk a lot about how confident they are in it and how deep they feel like it is. You know, with Eichhoff back there too. I don't know. I mean, I you're right. That is the one thing that holds me back a little bit from being all out, super enthusiastic. Phillies are guaranteed number one team in that division. I might still think they're first. I'm not totally sure, but yeah, you're really having to believe that Eflin, Velazquez, and Pivetta are all going to be pretty good, or at least two out of the three will be good, and they'll figure out a fifth spot. Maybe they will, but I'd you know, feel a little better about it if they had a veteran there. You know, and there are still some guys out there. I mean, Keuchel, obviously we know Gio Gonzalez is still out there. He's always pitched well at Citizens Bank Park. They had him a long time ago. So, you know, who knows? They might, Edwin Jackson's still out there. So maybe they'll find another veteran arm. But for now, it seems like they're happy with who they have and you know, cross their fingers, I guess.
Tyler, you mentioned this division here. I believe it's the best division 1-4. I, you know, the NL Central might be 1-5 because the bottom isn't bad there. Meanwhile, we have the Marlins and the NL East. But 1-4, the Braves, as I look at it right now, may be the fourth best team or could finish fourth. They won this division last year. The Mets improved. The Phillies, we know, improved a lot. And I still think the Nationals, even without Bryce, are going to be a really good team. How do you size up this division? Couple weeks left in spring training.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard to sort it out. I feel like everybody's sleeping on the Braves just because they didn't do much this offseason. You know, besides bringing back Markakis and getting Donaldson. Obviously, if Donaldson is who he was when he was an MVP, I mean, talk about, he's the other 2015 MVP, right? You know, Phillies got Harper and Donaldson was the AL guy. He could be a huge difference maker, but you know, he's had injuries for sure, and he's a little bit older. He's 33. So, you know, I think a lot of this division really just depends on which Josh Donaldson shows up for the Braves, because it was really their only move. I mean, they've been knocked around a little bit with some pitching injuries already. They've got a lot of young pitchers. So the Braves are a big wild card because they won the division last year and they have so much upside in those pitchers. We really don't know what they have because we haven't seen a heck of a lot of it. You know, we know who Gausman is and you know, a couple of their guys, but there's not a lot of track record, but there's a lot of upside with the Braves. So I wouldn't sleep on them. You're asking me who's the leader. I don't know. I'd have to study a little more. I think the Phillies I would probably pick first just because I love that lineup. But, you know, Washington's got three really good pitchers, and Juan Soto is really good in the outfield there. So they lost Harper, but they still can hit. They really can. So, it's going to be tough to pick against Washington, but it'd be tough against picking against the Phillies. I didn't mention the Mets. They've improved. But I just think they're too old. I think they're too old. When you look at Lowry and Frazier and Cano, I just think they're relying on a couple of guys who are too old. It's just a hunch.
Yeah, you might be right. Usually teams that do, and then they're better players, like, you know, their pitchers always seem to be injured anyway, even if they're not old.
They seem to get hurt. Right.
It is a problem.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like whatever happens with them, things go wrong. Last one for you here, Tyler. As I look, we talk about the division here, but I think the NL as a whole is as good as we've seen a league, or as maybe as competitive is the better word, in a long time. The AL is so top-heavy with those great teams, Red Sox, Astros, Yankees, even the Indians. But the NL, the way I look at it, Tyler, the NL Central might have five teams that could finish 500-ish, even if you say one won't. Okay. The NL West... the Giants probably won't be very good. The Padres got Machado, probably still a year away. The NL East only has the Marlins. It feels like we're in for a great playoff pennant chase in the NL with all these teams competing for their own division, but then the wild card, the two spots interspersed. Do you agree? Do you think this NL could be that much fun?
Yeah, I do. It's funny. I don't know where all the losses are going to come from when I look at the National League, because I feel like outside of the Marlins and maybe the Giants, I don't know that there's any team you can just write off right away. Diamondbacks are probably not as good, but they're not in full retreat. They didn't trade everybody. They traded Goldschmidt. Now the Padres add Machado. They didn't do it. You talk about a team that didn't add any pitching, the Padres. But but when you add Machado and Kinsler, you had Hosmer last year, they're ramping it up a little bit. You mentioned the Reds moves. The Pirates didn't make a lot of moves, but their pitching can be really good. They expect to contend in talking to their camp. So, the Brewers were one game away from the World Series. You go up and down. It is fascinating what is happening in the National League, and it's a totally opposite story in the American League where, three teams in the Central, just forget about them right away. Detroit, the White Sox, Kansas City, forget it. Baltimore, forget it. Toronto, forget it. Texas has some recognizable names, but they're not really going to do much. Seattle is probably better than we think, but they're definitely in a new phase and starting over a little bit. So yeah, it's a much different feel in the National League. It's really wide open. And it's certainly in two divisions, and, the Rockies are pretty good out West too, there with the Dodgers. So I can't wait to see what happens.
It is going to be fun. It all starts in just a little bit under 2 weeks here in Philadelphia with the Braves coming in for opening day. Tyler, always appreciate you hopping on. Have a good one, and we'll talk down the line.
All right, thanks a lot.
There he goes. Tyler Kepner of the New York Times, and I forgot to mention they're with him, but author of a new book, K, A History of Baseball in 10 Pitches. So I'm sure that's going to be a good one.